Well, I'm so excited that you're here to join me for Voice of Breakthrough, this podcast. So we are going to hit some powerful topics. Every single week, we will be having a new podcast with a new topic. So get ready. I'm telling you, this is great to exercise to. This is powerful to listen to when you're cleaning your house or cooking that dinner or cutting the grass, but you can turn up loud on your little iPhone or whatever you have there. Anyway, you're going to love this powerful, life-changing, every single week podcast of Voice of Breakthrough. So I'm just going to share a testimony of how God revealed pretended faith to me years and years ago. Paul calls it pretended faith. You can look it up in Scripture. He says, in those who have pretended faith. And real faith is always going to produce what God has promised you. Amen. Amen. So we have to get away from just always, you know, thinking we have faith for everything. There are things I don't have faith for. Amen. There's things I do have faith for. Faith grows. Faith changes. Faith is completely direct, completely connected with my relationship with Jesus Christ. And everything that he shows me, and it lines up with his word, because if he's really showing it to me, it's going to line up with his word, right? That will come to pass. But I can renew my mind, which is reading the word, and I'm called to do that. Amen? Renewing my mind does not increase my faith. Renewing my mind sets me free from what the world has taught me to begin to believe what God says. And then my relationship and encountering God and seeking God and hearing God and fighting for the promises of God, amen? Those will build my faith. And my renewed mind is now in agreement with God. Because in the kingdom, people seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, right? Seek first his kingdom, right? Most of us don't. He says if we do that, everything's taken care of. So if I'm seeking first his kingdom, it's like if I go into another nation, I can't just go in thinking they go by our laws and our rules and the way we do things. In the kingdom, there are specific ways God does things. There is a way he prospers you. Amen. There's ways he heals you and reasons he heals you. So when I'm seeking first his kingdom, he requires me to renew my mind. In other words, here, read my kingdom instructions. Read my rules. Read the way I do things. Amen. And so we intellectually have to do that. But if we stop there, the supernatural part of faith is not activated yet, okay? Because faith is spiritual, amen? No one has faith except believers. No one can actually pray except believers and really communicate with God, amen? There are things we have. No one has grace but believers. You wouldn't even understand any of that if you don't read God's word, amen? And we're supposed to grow and mature. God calls us infants, children. This is in John. There's infants, there's children, there's young men, and there's no male or female in the spirit realm. And then there's fathers. Amen? Amen? And then there's the bride. And then there's friends of God. See, we need to embrace all these different positions or maturity levels that God draws us into. Amen? And God wants us to constantly be growing in our faith. Constantly. You can't say, well, I've done the faith movement. I know all that. Well, you obviously don't get it. Because you're going to ever be growing from glory to glory. Amen? Line upon line. What's line upon line? His word. Line upon line. Precept to precept. What's the precept? Understanding God's heart. What is he really saying? What does he mean there? And then we hit the next level of glory and the next level of glory in each of those places. And glory isn't just everybody drunk in the Holy Spirit. So I'm going to tell you how God woke me up. Now, I had faith, okay? I've had faith. I've been in the faith movement. I read all of Hagin, read all of Marilyn Hickey, went to Marilyn Hickey school, all these different things. And I won't get my whole story and get my book, Joy Comes in the Morning. And when my daughter died at my side, but what I learned was everything his word had taught me over the years, I was going to hang on to and believe. That was my choice. My choice was, am I going to believe God's word or am I going to believe my circumstance and change what I teach according to my circumstance? Or am I going to seek the God who wrote that word and ask him what happened? And that was the day I said, the day her body was still in the yard, a tree branch hit her in the head right in front of me. And while her body was still in the yard, I looked up to heaven and I said, What I've learned, God, is that you don't do this kind of thing. That Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So why did I miss it? And teach me your ways, oh God. I said, I don't care any longer what anybody writes in a book. I care about your book. Teach me, teach me, teach me. From that day on, I get revelation, 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 because I totally sold out to wanting to understand him and his kingdom. And I spend hours in the word because I love to, not to try to come up with a message. Amen? And so I started growing in God and growing in God. So the enemy hit my son within a year after my daughter died. And the enemy said to me, bury another one so you'll quit believing these things about your God. Well, I've learned I don't even listen to the devil, amen? But of course it scares you because now you know. Pretended faith, you don't know that something bad can happen to you. And then when it does, you're devastated, you change scriptures, you walk away. You walk away from the faith message, which is a message from the Holy Spirit given to his body. You begin to question him. But if you begin to see everything that we walk through as an opportunity to say, God, teach me where I missed it. There's no condemnation in Christ Jesus. If you're in condemnation, you're not in the kingdom. That's another whole topic that we need to get the whole church free. Amen? So a year or so went by. My son was, you'll have to get the book. He had an instant miracle from permanent brain, liver, and lung damage. And this was a place where he began to teach me real faith, but it didn't mean the end of problems. Amen? I'll never forget, they told us that my son was eating up with chicken pox. It had gotten in through his entire system. He had thousands of them on his brain, his lung, his liver. They told us if he lived, he would be an invalid for the rest of his life, maybe get to the thinking level of a two-year-old. They called in counselors. They told us we had to get an apartment in Richmond, that he'd have to have physical therapy if he lived. They gave us a small window, especially this one night. If he's still alive tomorrow, then we're going to start this whole process of getting him, you know, to a place. What happens with chicken pox is they begin to eat and eat, and there's no medical thing to stop it once it starts. This is to show you how God wants you to begin to hear him. So I went in my prayer closet at the time. Now, my daughter had just died a year before. I don't even know if it was a whole year. Get the book. I'm not a detail person. They're in the book. So I went in the prayer closet, and I was kind of I was pretty upset. And I took my Bible, and I got in the presence. I just sat down, and I was going to have a conversation for real with God. I was going to really pray. I'm tired of this just repeating words, people. You've got to get into the face of God and talk to God and use his word to him. Bring his word before him. And not just sit back saying things and going to more and more funerals. So I got there in the presence of God and I humbled myself, not because I'm in his presence, but because I know I know we're all still messed up, amen? And I want him to show me and teach me. And I said to God, really strong and pretty angry, and I put the Bible down and said, you wrote this. You wrote it. You said, by your stripes, my son should be healed. God, you wrote it. You said you healed them all. Now, God, I have no power of myself to do anything about this. But I don't understand, why would you write this and it not happen? Because I didn't write this. If you didn't write this, I could just believe that everything happens and it's going to have a purpose and it's all your will. And when I get to heaven, I'll understand. If you didn't write what you wrote in this word, then I would just have to handle whatever happens is from you. But why did you write it? Why would you write it? You say that you are not a man that you can lie. And I choose to believe you no matter what I've walked through. And Holy Spirit, you've been teaching me and showing me and revealing things to me and showing me how immature most of us are after 2,000 years of the Holy Spirit being poured out. Because we still live the way we want to live intellectually. And the carnal mind is an enemy to the spiritual mind. So I'm sitting there with God, having this sincere, this isn't like go and repeat this as a formula. I don't think I'd talk like that to God as a formula, amen? It was a woman, just as Hannah was just in Israel, and I saw where Hannah cried out for a child. And I was in that kind of talking to God. God, I don't understand this. Why is my son, they say he's brain damaged. They say he's got lung problems. They say his liver shut down. God, they're saying that if he does come out of the hospital, he'll be like a two-year-old the rest of his life. And your word says. Now, I'm just really being loud. My husband's at the hospital and an hour away with my son. This is the finale of my first book. And all of a sudden, in a powerful, real way, the Holy Spirit, I don't see him with my eyes, he's spirit. I see him kind of with my spiritual eyes. He shows up in the closet in an encounter like I've never had before. I was scared. And his presence was all around me. And it was me bringing his word before his throne that brought his presence into that closet. Oh, it wasn't me just repeating things. It was me asking and talking to God. Can I tell you where you get real faith? You begin to talk to a real God. You begin to fall in love with the real God. You begin to do things the way he says to do things. And guess what? He's never wrong. We're the ones who miss it. He doesn't miss it. We're the ones who believe wrong doctrine that man has brought into us and told us about. Amen? And we have to mature and go deeper and ask him why, always knowing he's faithful even when we're not, always knowing his word is true no matter what happens to me. But when my life doesn't line up with his word, I want to go to a real God who loves me and will give me real answers and ask him what happened. So while I'm in that presence, the Holy Spirit comes strong, and the Holy Spirit doesn't have a lot of words. He just really pretty much repeats scripture. And it's as if in my spirit eyes, it's like I see him, but I can't give you a face, but I see his finger pointing at me. And he says very clearly, ask believing without doubting, and it'll be done to you as you ask. Now, I'm shaking, and I don't just ask on a faith that says, God, just get him out of the hospital alive. Because I would have gotten a child equivalent to a two-year-old out of the hospital alive, which would have been okay, amen? It would have still been miraculous, amen? But I thought very carefully, and I said, God, I want you to heal my son's brain. I want him to have no brain damage. God, I want you to heal his lungs as if he'd never had his lungs attacked. And I want you to heal his liver. And God, I want him out of the hospital by the end of the week. All of a sudden, the Holy Spirit just said, it's done, and the presence of God is gone. Now, we're human, right? So you're sitting there going, did that really happen? What's going on? You know, you're like, you know what I'm talking about. You're encouraged, but right away, doubt, the human brain starts to kick in, and then the enemy wants to put his two cents in. Amen? So I'm like, oh, my gosh. And how many of us know we prayed for things so long that when God tells us it's now, we almost don't believe the now is now anymore? Amen? It's now. And he goes, he's healed now. God healed him that second. It was about, I don't know, about 6:30 in the morning, something like that. And my husband was actually leaving the hospital on his way home, and we would switch. And we had another child at home who was, Mitchell was 6, so the one at home was 3. And so I'm like, oh my gosh. Then a doctor calls me, which is a miracle too, that a doctor's actually doing his rounds at 6 in the morning, praise God, and picked my son's room first, glory to God. And he calls me, he goes, now he was an atheist. He told me he was an atheist. The doctor told me he was an atheist when they sent him to a hospital. This story is really wild. They sent him to the exact hospital where little boy died in my arms exactly a year before. Get the book. And the devil's saying, just like that little boy died, you're going to bury another one. That's all the enemy would want to say to me, bury another one, bury another one. People, I've seen 5 kids raised from the dead, and I haven't even started yet. Amen? We got to get real faith. We got to get a testimony that's about who our God is and how we missed it. He never misses it. First thing, repent for wherever you missed it, and don't look at other people, what they have or don't have. Every situation is so different. Every situation is up to God to lead us through. Amen? You might be an infant, and he gives you a miracle like that. Then you get all puffed up and the next one comes and you look like a failure and you start to question what's going on. Amen? So I'm like, so the doctor calls, he goes, Mrs. Foster, I don't know what you're doing, but whatever it is, it worked. I said, excuse me? He said, I don't know what you've been doing, but whatever it is, it worked. Your son is healed. I'm like, oh my God. I said, what about the permanent brain damage? We just did a MRI or a CAT scan, whatever they do. There's no brain damage. I said, well, what about the lungs? He said, ma'am, I don't think they were ever infected. I said, well, what about the liver? He goes, well, it's working, but he's got a lot of jaundice or whatever to get out of his system. So it's going to take a little while before you don't see the yellow in his eyes. But ma'am, there's nothing wrong with your son. I said, well, I just want to thank you for what you've done. He goes, I just want you to know this. We had no way to treat your son. Chicken pox is untreatable. They have a bigger name for it, herpes complex something. He said, but we just are giving him fluids. That's all we're doing. He said, we didn't do this. And I said, you're an atheist, and you're telling me I got a miracle? And he just started laughing. He says, all I'm telling you is your son is healed, and we didn't do it. Now, real faith started, and he was out of the hospital within a week, which is another whole story because they want to run through these procedures, and he had a few more days left on the IV, and the IV drip. They go, we just can't take him off because we have nothing else to explain this, an IV fluid drip. So it came out. They had to put it back in, and I told the doctor, please quit poking him. You know, now he's a six-year-old grumpy little kid who wants to go home and doesn't understand why he's in the hospital. And anyway, so the doctor looks at him and goes, I'm an expert at this. If I miss this, you know, trying to get the vein, if I miss it, you're out of here. I said to him, one more poke and we're out of here. She missed it and he went home that day. Amen? But I just want you to see where real faith happened, okay? My renewed mind knew what his word said. My renewed mind this time got in the presence of God and realized what you say in your written word is not happening in my situation. Oh, I need to know why. I want to believe your word. I believe your word. I'm trusting your word. People, I'm going to believe his word no matter what. Amen? No matter what. He's faithful. I'm not. We're human beings. Amen? We miss it. Amen? We all miss it. People we love. People, they were the best Christian. It doesn't matter. They still can miss it. He can't. So I choose to believe his word no matter what's going on, but I'm not going to fake it. I'm not going to act. I'm going to admit that there's a problem, and I'm going to admit that the problem's with me. Amen? One believing spouse sanctifies the children and makes them holy. Quit blaming your husband. Quit blaming your wife. That causes so much marriage, divorce, and everything else. Well, if he just had faith, he doesn't need faith if you have faith. God will win him without a word. Now that takes a miracle in my house. Amen? All the men are like, I'm not going to shake my head hard, but So I want you to see something. This wasn't even the example I was going to share. That's pretty funny, but this is one I shared. What happened is I had a renewed mind. I knew what the word said. I knew how to speak what the word said, but I wasn't seeing it. And I wasn't having it in my spirit that this was going to happen. Amen? I wasn't in a place of thinking this is okay for my head to think one thing, but nothing to be happening. Amen? So I went deeper. I went into an encounter with God. I got in his presence with my heart open, not a formula from somebody else's book. I opened my heart before God who loves me, before God who by his painful, painful stripes released healing for every believer. Amen? A God who wants us whole and healed because he hates Satan and he hates what Satan has done to us. A God who wants nothing more than to speak to you spirit to spirit. If you renew your mind, if you don't renew your mind, then who do you know who's speaking to you? So real faith happens when we know what his word says, like Greg was talking about in those scriptures. And we never say boo-hoo to what God has done, bringing his church back to his word. Amen? But then we recognize something is missing if this is just about renewing my mind. Amen? Faith comes by hearing, and that's hearing from God. That word is hearing from God, his word. God giving his word back. So when God says, ask whatever you want believing in that encounter, do you understand what I'm saying? Then he left it up to me. What are you believing? And I took it so seriously in the presence of God and the fear of the Lord, I asked for everything. My son was able to do schoolwork college age by junior high. My son is now a producer of family films in Hollywood. And that's another whole story, because that wasn't the end of that story. That was the beginning of a part two that took 14 years of walking through the fire and walking through every understanding about healing God could ever get me to see my son healed where the doctor said he couldn't. Amen? So don't think, oh, that's over. Just get embrace that God is going to change us into his image and his likeness. Amen. That's what we're here for. That's why we're still here after we get saved. And real faith is God's relationship connected with his word. Anyone who loves his presence more than his word has actually opened themselves up to counterfeit. Amen. My most favorite thing to do in the whole world is to put on worship music, open up my iPad, especially at night when everything's quiet, sneak out of the room while my husband's sleeping, go into another room, have the worship music going on, really quiet, nice worship music, whatever gets my spirit going, yay! And then read in the Word. And then the presence of God comes because he's my teacher. And he begins to put that word not only in my head, I feel it literally going into my spirit. And I don't know what I'm going to say till I say it. But I promise you it's going to be his word. And just growing in loving him and his word, loving him and his word. And what we've done is many people have made fun of or mocked the faith movement that God brought forth. And therefore, they've kind of disconnected from really loving his word. And they've judged that. And now they're being judged for being too really hyper-spiritual without the foundation of the Word of God or even knowing how to stay divinely protected. This stuff is real deal, people. There's a real devil who's going to deceive even the elect if it were possible. And there are a lot of people running around deceived right now. By the fruit, you'll know it. Love, joy, peace, goodness, kindness, long-suffering, patience. That are real. That are real. That don't go away when you're in the middle of a trial. But they actually glorify God in the middle of a trial. Whoa. And God's constantly sanctifying us and making us holy. Amen. Sanctifying us and making us holy. What does that mean? Jesus said when Satan was out to get him and Satan thought he came up with this plan, one of the most powerful scriptures is Jesus says, Satan has nothing in me. The reason the Holy Spirit has been sent inside of you, one of his main reasons, is to get everything out that Satan has in you. Generational curses, lies, wrong doctrine, tons of unbelief, tons of pride, amen? And it's a life journey. It's not a 5-minute, I went to that seminar. Oh, yay. Nobody can do what only the Holy Spirit can do. He is to lead us, amen? And he is to cleanse us. And he's so cool because he knows, if I can get you this cleansed, I'm going to give you this authority. If I can get you this cleansed, you're going to be able to take it. And it's a constant going there. God's about to release an apostolic outpouring like we have never seen. It's going to make the book of Acts look small. But if he poured it into most people, especially in our country, they would use it to self-promote, to have big ministries, to see how many books they could write, and to walk around like a peacock and do exactly what Lucifer did with power. So God is going to put us in the fire, as that prophecy said in 2020, like you've never been. I think I'm a forerunner in the fire. I've been in the fire so long, I ought to have a good tan. Amen. My hair ought to be singed or something. But I fell in love with him. And I don't care about anything but him. Amen. And his word. And he's going to raise up those people. Those of you who are here, those who love what faith movement and the message and what God's given Joanne, there's a foundation that's been built in you on the truth of God's word based on Jesus Christ as the cornerstone. Amen. There is a truth there that God is about to put his fire on. Ho! That's going to bring powerful signs and wonders and miracles and healing. And so it's going to be powerful. Amen. But those who've walked away from that or started changing that or started making fun of that, they're going to be the ones running towards those and humbling themselves and repenting to say, I want that foundation of the headship of Jesus Christ built and the word built upon that. Amen. So God is just about to put that fire on. And so that wasn't even my story, but that was his story for this morning to encourage you of how I broke into real faith. Amen? And I'll share maybe after lunch about a situation, even after I had real faith, where I needed more faith and how what I walked through to get that, and how sometimes God taking you through the long seasons to get you where he wants you to be. You don't get a say in it. Amen? But you can hang on to him and embrace him and be changed from glory to glory. And what Satan meant to destroy you, God will turn it to great good. And he will give you beauty for ashes. Amen? He will give you beauty for ashes. God is about to raise up the people who've walked from their ashes into beauty for his glory. Because you won't get to beauty until it's not about you anymore. Amen? And you actually love your life. And then the Lord's like, now we need to go do this. Amen? Now, if you love this teaching, then you better say you love this teaching. Then we want you to check out our web at beautyforashes.org. There is so much teaching there, and there's a resource library there. And also, check out my Facebook page at Cindy Foster Beauty for Ashes Ministry. We'd love you to partner with us and come along for the ride into the apostolic. God bless you.